Can you just tell us a bit about today's announcement?
I'm here today at GSK in Irvine announcing a new campaign to encourage more young women to take up modern apprenticeships. We've already got lots of women taking up apprenticeships, but we'd like to see more. And in particular, we'd like to encourage young women to look at careers, for example, in science and engineering, that, you know, they might not have traditionally been likely to do. And companies like GSK are doing great work with local schools to try and encourage girls and young women to look at these career options. And, you know, I think it's a thoroughly good thing.
Gender equality is obviously something you're very passionate about. Do you think that you yourself set a good example to women because of your position?
Well, I hope I set a good example to women. Obviously, that's for others to judge. But, you know, I'm passionate about gender equality, not just because it's the right thing to do and that it's fair, but all of the evidence says if we've got more diverse workplaces and more diverse company boards and public boards and more diverse parliament, we get better decisions and we get decisions that are more representative of the country we all live in, and that's good for the economy. So there's a hard-headed reason to want to see more young girls and women get into these careers and, you know, one day be running companies like GSK, and I'm really keen to do everything I can to encourage that.
What do you say to young women who might feel a bit daunted? They might think it's a bit of a male-dominated industry.
Come in and see it. You know, GSK are doing a lot of work with schools to encourage girls and boys to visit the site to learn a bit more about what working here would mean. And I think that's one of the things we're keen to do, because often when you say engineering to a young girl, they'll have a perception of what being an engineer means that won't be very attractive. They'll think it's a kind of dirty, you know, not very nice career to work in, when the reality is very different. Very high tech, very specialised, great career opportunities, working with, you know, in some of the most modern, cutting edge places in the country. So there's no substitute for getting in and seeing that with your own eyes.
Today is your 100th day in office, and you've said that maybe in health and education there's a wee bit more still to be done. What would you say still to be done?
Well, there's always more to be done in health and education. You know, every single day that I'm privileged to hold the job of First Minister, I will always want to do more to deliver better health services and a better education system. Our health service is performing well. It's performing way, way better than it was when this government came to office. But of course it faces challenges. More of the population is getting older, and that increases demand on the health service. So we've got to work with the health service to make sure it's equipped to deal with that demand. And, you know, it faces particular challenges during the winter, and we've seen that in recent weeks in accident and emergency. No doubt we'll continue to see that over the remainder of the winter. In education, the big thing I've set as a priority is to give every young person, regardless of their background, a chance to make the most of their life. And there's still a bit of an inequality gap in our education system, and I want to see us pursue policies that close that.
So what would you like to see happen in the next 100 days then?
Well, I want to focus myself and my government on delivering the things that matter to people. That's health, that's education, a growing economy with a real focus on improving the job opportunities that people have. You know, I'm here in Irvine. I grew up in this town. I went to school here. I came from a working class family, and I've had the opportunities in life that enable me to be First Minister. Now, not everybody can become First Minister, but I want everybody to get a fair chance in life so that they can follow their dreams and fulfil their potential. And, you know, if everything I do as First Minister focuses on that, then hopefully I can make a bit of a difference.